You know that like thing where the pitchers hit, but they actually don't because they can't bat because they're pitchers? Well, there's this thing called the DH, which the other league does, that they, we put a player who can hit because you know how people like seeing hits? Well, we could put him in so that he could like hit the ball and stuff, but we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to put this nice little clock on the wall that tells pitchers when they can throw the ball and when, and yeah.
This is Fried Chicken Dingers.
Seven hosts.
Seven teams.
All the baseball.
Welcome, everybody, to our new episode of Fried Chicken Dingers. Well, it is kind of the slowest offseason that many of us have ever been a part of. Nevertheless, there have been some interesting moves that have happened and some also some interesting news that has passed. And so, yeah, we'll be covering that today. So first thing on the docket is kind of the new rule changes. And so we were talking about how the DH rule and the expanded playoffs rule might be kept or removed. And so, Noah, do you want to make the official announcement on the new rules?
Well, with the official announcement,
I hate that.
It's not entirely 100% official. It's 95% official.
By the time this episode comes out, it'll be official.
Probably, yeah.
Like Ken Rosenthal official or Jeff Passan official?
No, this is like John Heyman official, which is like a step below Rosenthal.
I don't believe anything I read until Jeff.
Yes. Amen.
I mean, he retweeted it, so I don't know. Seems legit. But anyways, what we are alluding to is the fact that there will be no expanded playoffs or a DH rule this year.
One of those rules is a good one, and the no DH rule.
Let's start with the less controversial one. I think all of us like the normal playoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. That means no,
the Brewers should not have been in the playoffs. Under 500 teams are going to – well – hopefully not.
Or the Astros. The Brewers and the Astros shouldn't have been in the
playoffs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Astros kind of proved, to play devil's advocate, and I apologize for doing this, the Astros shouldn't have been in the playoffs by normal standards, but then they did make quite a run. So if we're talking about cases for an expanded playoffs, unfortunately, the Astros kind of made one. I'm still pro.
They shouldn't have been in, I guess is just the point.
There's always going to be teams like last year, the Nats, you know, nobody expected them to do anything, and yet they won the World Series. I mean, there's always going to be teams, you know, even under 500 like we saw with the Astros. Like in baseball, it's not like football or something where the best teams are going to end up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so, and we've talked about how the playoffs are like a completely different setting as opposed to the regular season. So, and in a weird year, like 2020, I'm just going to disregard all the good things the Astros did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Not to mention, they shouldn't have been allowed in the playoffs regardless of the expanded playoffs.
Like, they shouldn't have been in expanded-wise, and they shouldn't have been in because they should have been banned.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway.
Because nobody wants to see them, including Houston fans. But move on. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. DH rule.
Yeah, so.
Barry, you have the floor.
Oh, my.
Boys and girls, get ready for a rant.
I don't know. What on earth that peon brain inside of Rob Manfred's head is thinking, but it's obviously not working very well because he just continues to astound me with the stupidity of his decisions. What is he thinking? He wants to make I'm Rob Manfred. I want to reinvent the game to make it more appealing to young people. I want to make it more exciting. I have an idea. You know that like thing where the pitchers hit, but they actually don't because they can't bat because they're pitchers? Well, there's this thing called the DH, which the other league does, that we put a player who can hit because you know how people like seeing hits? well, we could put him in so that he could like hit the ball and stuff, but we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to put this nice little clock on the wall that tells pitchers when they can throw the ball and when, and yeah. But, because why would we? Why would we make the game more interesting? Why would we not just, we just like to talk about it. We don't like to actually do anything. We still like blackout. We do blackouts, of course. You know, why would we want people to watch their home team in their city? That's the crazy idea. But putting somebody who can hit in a baseball game, that's absolutely asinine. That's just, why on earth would we do it? No. We want to see that, like, pathetic little pitcher who walks up to the plate trembling with his little bat in hand thinking, please don't hit me, please don't hit me. They throw them right down the middle because they know the pitcher can't hit it. They can't. It's statistically proven that they can't do it. A pitcher hitting above 100 is a good hitting pitcher. Nobody wants to see that. At best, he gets a lucky shot up like this center field. There's nothing interesting about a pitcher hitting. Maybe there's like three. There's like three. Okay, there's four. There's Bartolo Colon, who's a living legend, and I love Bartolo. Well, yeah. And if Bartolo was still in the league, I wouldn't even be mad about this rule. But he's not, so I am. There's Zach Greinke, there's Madison Bumgarner, and there's Clayton Kershaw. But Clayton Kershaw can't hit very well. So there's Michael three. There's Lorenzen. Three. Lorenzen is also, not a pitcher. He's not a pitcher only. He's weird. He's a like a utility player that also pitches, but he can't really hit and he can't really pitch. So he really is so weird. Anyway, I'll wrap up this rant by saying that I'm not thrilled about the removal of the universal DH, and it's a terrible decision on Rob Manfred's part. And honestly, who was surprised? Rob Manfred made another bad decision. Just add it to the tally.
Well, you forgot. Thank you. You forgot that, like, basically, especially like all that, yes. But after like the fact that it was like a smashing success in 2020, let's forget that. The fact that we attracted a million or two more fans this year because, you know, we added a super exciting new rule. But let's remove it for this year because nobody likes excitement.
We'll keep all the ones except for the rules that fans like. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's just like fans clearly love that.
And then they wonder why the fans are leaving baseball. Like, this isn't rocket science, Mr. Manfred.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, you think – you wonder why people don't watch baseball. Well, this is why.
Are they keeping the extra inning rule, like starting with a runner on second?
I don't think so.
Right? Ugh.
Really?
Actually?
I don't know exactly, but...
I don't think I've seen that official announcement,
but I think what I've kind of got the vibe that they're keeping that, but... You know.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So that would keep. That... Honestly, no, I am mad about that.
I don't like that.
I don't love it, but like, you know, the players do, and I guess if it makes them happy, I'm okay with that. Same with the 7-inning doubleheaders. Like, I'm sadder because I don't get more baseball, but it does make it a shorter, tidier kind of day.
I'll live with both of those. The seven-inning doubleheaders are confirmed, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think so.
7-inning doubleheader.
And those aren't that. Those aren't that bad.
I can live with that.
Yeah, they're fine.
That's the evolution of the game play, and I can accept that.
But the removal of the universal DH is an evolution. DH. It's just
that's so freaking stupid.
Yes, it is.
First of all, name another sport that has two leagues with separate rules.
Exactly. There isn't.
they don't. Because it's a stupid idea. Yeah. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why.
Definite head scratcher.
Yeah.
Yep. Cool. Yesterday they did the Hall of Fame inductions. Oh, wait. Nobody got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
No, they didn't.
Okay. So,
because they hate Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds was on the ballot. I forget the other guys, I'm going to be honest. But, I mean,
Mark Burley.
Oh, Curt Schilling.
I know that.
Curt Schilling.
Todd Helton. Anyway, of course, Barry Bonds was on the top of the list. But, like, you know, the people who vote in the Hall of Fame are stupid. And they don't want Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame.
You know.
He's
only eligible for like a couple more years, right?
Yeah. Something probably, like that. Yeah. It's really sad. And
it's really stupid.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm interested
to
see?
You know what's really sad about this whole Hall of Fame cycle? 14 of the 401 ballots were empty.
Oh, wow. What? Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't see how, like, Kurt Schilling and stuff, like, isn't in, because he was, like, a surefire Hall of Famer player.
Yeah.
Don't you think that people who have empty ballots should be removed from that position?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, put some younger guys in that position. Put some people who actually...
People with the brain. Yeah,
the problem
that's
is...
That's what I was thinking.
It's all the writers, and you have to have at least 10 years of experience in order to be a voter in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
We can combine our years of experience.
Yeah, but if we're looking at other leagues, all the other leagues, like... you don't really have a problem getting into the Hall of Fame if you should be in the Hall of Fame. But, like, only baseball, they're really sticklers about, like, who gets in and who doesn't, because there are a lot of names you could name that aren't Hall of Famers who probably should be.
Yes. So, I mean, one thing that will be interesting to see is, because everybody's cheating, like, currently, like, with pitchers, specifically Pintar and other whatever they use to grip the ball better.
Yeah.
Everybody's cheating, and I'm sure that pretty much everybody knows it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, everybody within baseball knows it. I mean, Trevor Bauer is definitely doing it. Garrett Cole's definitely doing it. All the good pitchers who are like...
Batters and pitchers like it, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Batters and pitchers like it, but it's still against it's the rules. But the MLB is allowing it. They're not doing anything to stop it. But then, which is basically what happened in the steroid era.
Yeah.
Because
it allows some pitchers to dominate, but obviously hitters are still racking up the home runs. They don't really care because it's still exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's basically what happened in the steroid era.
Yeah.
The MLB allowed it to go on. Everybody knew it was happening. Nobody did anything about
it.
Nobody's doing anything. So I'm curious to see if the same thing that happened with the steroid era happens here, where all of a sudden these players, you know, in their career, and it comes out officially that all of them were doing pine tar and whatever, because they all were. And then the sticklers in the Hall of Fame voting committee decide that they shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Caleb, I think you would agree with me on this, that, like, baseball was dying in the 90s, like 80s and 90s, and then the steroid era kind of, you know, revived baseball.
Yeah, like that's true.
Guys like Bonds and McGuire, like, kids would wake up every morning to see what they did the night before.
Exactly.
And so
there was
Sosa,
Sosa versus McGuire Griffey. Race, right?
Yeah. Sosa, McGuire, Griffey, Bonds. I mean, Griffey didn't do steroids, but, like, Rodriguez. I mean, like, all the big names there. Yeah, they did. Yeah. You're right.
It's also possible that in future years, when the whole pine tar thing gets more attention, but that by then the voter demographic will also have changed.
Yeah. Maybe. We can hope.
So you get younger voters who are more who recognize, like, the role that pine tar played in just, like, a smoother game, basically, that benefited both sides and it didn't hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Barry Bonds should go into broadcasting or something like that, so he can get in the Hall of Fame.
That's what I was thinking.
Alex Rodriguez did.
Oh, freaking!
Oh my gosh! He's not going to go in the Hall of Fame.
It's because no one likes him. Aaron Rodgers.
Who?
A-Rod.
He definitely will be. No, I don't like it, but he will be for sure.
You think he'll be in the Hall of Fame?
I mean,
I don't think he will if Bonds isn't.
I don't know. I mean, see, but his isn't as pronounced as Bonds, because Bonds broke the record. But A-Rod's just fourth, and not even everybody knows that he used pets.
Oh, just fourth.
Exactly. So they all did the same thing. Bonds was just way better.
Well, and he's a bigger name, so you're gonna remember Bond.
Yeah.
But A-Rod, like, you know. Like, Bonds went from Pittsburgh, San Francisco, but A-Rod was like, you know, Texas, Seattle, New York. Like, he went around the country. So, like, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if he gets in or not, but I think he'll be hard to refuse because he's really well-liked in baseball for some reason.
He's also big in the broadcasting name now, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Not big, big, but, like, he's got a role. I don't know where he does it, but
he's with ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah,
he's really annoying. Him and Matt Prescursion.
Oh my word!
He joins the ballot next year, as does David Ortiz. And
David Ortiz will definitely get in.
Oh yeah, David Ortiz. Oh yeah, 100%. First ballot
legend,
definitely.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Let's move on.
Speaking of Hall of Famers, unfortunately, Hank Aaron passed away at age 88.
Yeah.
Right. And I know, like, he's definitely one of the best baseball players of all time, probably top five.
Yeah, such a cool guy.
So, yeah, some notable stats about Hank Aaron is that he currently holds the record for most RBI, most extra base hits, and most total bases all time. And, like, those three stats are huge, and to be held by one man is incredible. And he was also part of, like, the African-American movement, like, in baseball. I mean, he's not that old, but, like, you know, he was sort of around that time.
He was definitely around that time.
Yeah. So he was astronomical for the game, and, I mean, I think kind of the name speaks for itself, but, yeah, anyway.
It does. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're not into baseball, I'm pretty sure you've heard the name Hank Aaron somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
You know what's exciting?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Dodgers spring training begins.
It's the pitchers and catchers report.
Sweet.
I think that's the 23rd. Game. That's the 23rd, my bad. 23rd pitchers and catchers report.
I don't know. We have a game scheduled against the Cubs for spring training on Saturday, February 27th.
Yeah,
okay,
so the
nice.
Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
I think we're playing the Phillies, but I don't know.
I don't know who we're playing.
It's spring training, man. It don't matter who you play.
Hey, all y'all aren't true fans. Come on, get to know your team's spring training.
Says the person that was laughing at me when I was like, oh, yeah, it's spring training. You guys were all like, oh, no one watches spring training.
Yeah, I know.
I've been more concerned with who our infield is going to be, our middle infield.
I actually love watching spring training. It's so much fun. It's a lot.
I mean, I do, because it's baseball.
It's relaxed,
but, I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
I don't baseball. Like keep up with the schedule as strictly as I do with the regular season.
Right.
No, I don't either. I'm just messing.
I think I was scarred by the summer camp that they did this year.
That was horrible. Summer camp was great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it was so depressing.
That was so fun.
Yeah, it was.
Luis Robert with that impressed. Falling down home run, that was great.
Okay, that was nice. That was fun. But like it was just the Twins at Target Field, like
it was bad. Yeah.
What do we know about these?
I like seeing sunny Florida or Arizona and a couple fans at least.
Yeah, it was like gloomy at Target Field during summer camp.
It was like July. What do you mean? What?
I don't know. It was just, I didn't like it.
Is Minnesota really that depressing?
If it's
at night and it's empty, it's just kind of sad because it's not the real season. It's just empty.
It was just a rainy day. I don't know. Like it was dark. You know, it's just one of those things.
In reference to the injuries we were discussing last episode, Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton totally changed their off-season workouts this year. To get their bodies, put less strain on their bodies heading into the major league season.
No.
So they're lifting.
What? Caleb, no.
Oh wait, please, you're not. Are you about to say that they got injured?
No.
They're
lifting a lot less weight.
Darn it!
And they're just not doing nearly as much this off season. So hopefully they won't get injured again. And What's some other news is that yeah, Aaron Judge is doing a ton of yoga. Apparently, he's really gotten into it, which is fine. Awesome. Which is fine. Awesome. If he hits 50 home runs, I'm okay with that. But otherwise,
you're only allowed to do yoga.
But dare he hit 49? Dare he hit 49? Caleb will never forgive him.
Well, he could be. He can be off the team, which brings me to the next bit of news: is that the Yankees might not extend him past 2021.
Wow!
Whoa!
Yep. Dang. That is the news. That there are some question marks about signing him beyond 2021.
Interesting.
You think that's
imagine
true?
The Yankees don't sign him, and then he goes to some other team and like never gets injured again in his career.
Do you think how true do you think that is though? You think it's like really true? You think it's more like
there's no
interest in him?
I think
wait, that doesn't
honestly
make any sense.
I think there's no way you don't re-sign him, in my opinion.
No.
But then I don't know, they literally haven't discussed it with him at all, and it's next season, like, and there's a lot of wait, are they actually thinking about letting him go? But yeah, like there's all this news all of a sudden about like concerning news on Aaron Judge's extension and stuff that just basically like it could be possible that he if he stays injured for the whole year again, we might not resign him.
That's true.
Imagine it turns out that the Mayhew deal only worked because they said they wouldn't extend Judge.
That's possible. Okay, so we have him through 2022. But
boys,
anyway,
did we know that Tanaka is going back to Japan?
Oh, no. I did not know. Wow. That.
Yeah.
Yes, he's going back to Japan.
Wow.
I knew there were rumors, but
did he want to, or was it that no MLB team would take him?
It was the
Yankees or Japan for him.
Okay.
He said he was going back to the Yankees or he was going back to Japan.
Yeah.
Hmm. So then when we signed Kluber and we traded for Taillon, basically it was like, oh, he sees the writing on the wall. The Rakuten Eagles made him an offer, and I'm assuming he just accepted it if he's officially going back, as Noah said.
He's made his money. Yeah. He's going home.
Well,
it makes sense.
He's gonna give Sugano a run for his money.
Leave it to David to know the Japanese league.
What did you say?
Leave it to David to know the Japanese league.
Well, everybody knows who Sugano is.
I didn't.
To be honest,
David.
Wait, you guys don't know who Sugano is?
No, really? He was like the top Japanese prospect this year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, coming in.
But
he's following the prospects.
What past?
It's not a prospect. I just said. Wait, wasn't his like signing date like January 5th though?
Yeah, he re-signed in Japan.
That sucks.
Okay, cool.
So Tanaka versus Sugano in Japan. Keep your eyes out.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Do you think there are a lot of baseball podcasts in Japan?
No.
Because I'm sensing an opening in the market.
Yeah, Pesky. Only one small problem with that plan.
What?
We don't speak Japanese.
So?
That's a minor detail.
We'll record all of our episodes as normal, and then we put it into a transcription machine, or we pay someone to transcribe it, then we put the text through Google Translate and make Google Translate read it.
I would love to hear my rant in Japanese. I would love to hear my DH rant in Japanese.
But what should we set? 500 likes, listens, and then we'll translate.
500 listens, and Pascal will translate our entire episode into Japanese.
No, not the whole thing. Just his rant.
Oh shoot! They're currently broadcasting Hank Aaron's funeral service on MLB.com.
Oh shoot! You know what sucks for Pasky? The A's only have one prospect in the top 100.
Who is it?
Oh my!
Yeah.
That's
who
that's
is it?
Good.
AJ Puck.
Oh, that list. Oh, Puck was injured like three times already.
He was injured, right?
He's been injured like three times already.
He was injured.
Okay.
Yeah. He should be really good, though.
Yeah, AJ, but that's the only one.
Yeah, well, we'll
don't
we'll
the Yankees only have, like, one as well?
Well, but the Yankees are good, and they have money. The Athletics okay. do not have money. Fair. Nor are they good.
True. We were good when we had Simeon and Estella and Hendricks. Ah!
Darren O'Day to the Yankees. Boys.
Is that, did you just announce this trade to let's end the thing?
Go.
Just broke wow. right now.
Nice.
Who the heck?
Wow.
Wait, who's saving
nice.
It?
Nice.
Darren let's go. O'Day.
Let's
oh.
let's go. Wow.
Hey, I relief like pitcher.
Yeah.
No, the Yankees go, are really bolstering yeah, that those arms.
Take it with a grain of salt. It was announced by Ken, so we got jets.
Are you for so take it. Did you really just send Kenny. A trade
take
thing to the chat while we were recording?
I expect nothing so less.
No one's happened.
So we gotta take it with a grain of salt then. Gotta be ready for it to all be right. Tim to go to the Astros.
Yeah.
Poor Ken.
All right, well, I think, unless anybody has anything else they want to say, we should wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this is all we have. Thank you for tuning in to Fried Chicken Dingers. You can find us wherever you've listened to your podcast, or follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, soon coming to a Tinder near you. That was a joke. Yeah. We're not doing that. Listen to us wherever you listen to your podcast. I think that's all we have for today. This is Fried Chicken Dingers signing off.
Bye.
See you.
Right.
Bye.
See ya.